And he stuck a feather in his hat and he called it macaroni. Yankee Doodle went to town, what, riding on a pony. Old Town Road remix. Now that would have been dope if Lil Nas X would have remade that. Hey, it's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chopping You. And this is kind of sad news, guys. 1 in 5 Americans can't name a single branch of the U.S. government. Researchers surveyed over 1,100 adults in the U.S. to test their knowledge on the government. They found about 22% couldn't name a single government branch, while only 39%, so about 4 in 10 people, could correctly name the three branches. McKenzie, what are the three branches of government?
Executive, legislative, and judicial.
Boom! Look at you. All right, well, don't get too cocky. I got a little quiz here. I'm going to go in order.
I will go
with McKenzie, okay. Pork Chop, and then Live the Web Girl in that order. And
do I get bonus points for just naming those?
No, that was one of the easier questions you'll be asked.
Oh, my gosh.
So
right.
That was a little warm-up.
Okay.
Here we go. What is, McKenzie, the supreme law of the land?
The supreme law of the land?
What is that called? Yep, I'm not even giving you options. I just want you to tell me.
The supreme law of the land? How about, I don't even know. Okay, Liv's coming
in.
No.
It's your turn right now. I'm going to get to Liv in a second. I'm putting you all on the spot individually.
Do for your neighbor as you should do for yourself.
Okay.
I don't know.
I should say McKenzie's eliminated, but I'll let her in here.
I was thinking the golden rule.
Liv the Web Girl, what is the supreme law of the land? Just to give me an answer, no points.
Is that the Constitution?
Liv the Web Girl is smoking you guys right now.
Oh, wow. Okay, I got to think a little more.
All right. Producer Pork Chop.
Presidential.
Give me one purpose of the U.S. Constitution. Why do we have it? What is it for?
To protect the people.
Protect what?
The people?
What?
Our freedom?
I will take that. They're basic rights. Give yourself 1 point, young man. All right, Live the Web.
Wait, do I get a point for stealing McKenzie's?
Nope, no stealing
allowed
here.
I'm giving myself a point for naming the branches
first. No, you're not.
I definitely should get a point.
That is not how the game works.
Okay,
no.
Thanks for the point.
No. All right, Live the Web Girl, to get on the board here. What do we call the first 10 amendments of the Constitution?
Oh, the first 10 amendments.
Yep, they have a special name.
I know. Oh, man.
Need an answer? Three?
Hold on.
Two?
You didn't give them a time limit.
I got to keep the game moving or we'll never get any questions done.
Okay, I'm blanking.
Would you have said the Bill of Rights?
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, it's the Bill of Rights.
Aww,
all right.
Reminds me of that song. It's a bill. It's a bill.
I'm just a bill on
Capitol
Hill.
Thank you, Joe.
They know nothing about what we're talking about.
They looked at me like I was crazy.
All right. So after one round, what's the score, Pork Chop?
1-0-0. I'm winning.
2-1.
Okay. Here we go, McKenzie. No, McKenzie. What is a right or freedom from the First Amendment?
The right to bear arms.
Steal.
No stealing, but
freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Do not ask McKenzie to get in a gun debate, because she will throw out the wrong amendment.
No. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just thought I know it's in there.
I know it's one of those amendments they got in there is about a gun.
Yes.
All right, producer Pork Chop, what was the purpose of the Declaration of Independence?
To declare our freedom from the British in 1776.
I will take that. Yes, it announced our independence from Great Britain. All right, Live the Web Girl. Let's see if you can get one. What is the What is the economic system here in the U.S.? What is our economic system in the United States of America? Some are different all around the world, but what do we believe in? What's our financial system? What kind are we?
Shoot. I don't know. Capitalism's pretty, big here.
So, are you saying
it's
capitalism?
Pretty big here.
No.
You're not saying capitalist? Okay. What are you going with then?
I don't know. Trade? I don't know. NASDAQ?
What if I would have told you capitalist would have been the correct answer?
Yeah, I was like, capitalism, yes.
All right.
It creates prosperity.
Final round here. I will allow steals in this round.
Okay.
What is the score, Pork Chop, after two rounds?
2-0-0.
Ooh, okay.
I would have had two.
Wait, McKenzie doesn't have two.
I have two.
Oh, well, then it's 0-2-0. All right. To get on the board, McKenzie, what are the two parts of the U.S. Congress? There's two parts.
Of the Congress?
Yes.
Half a point if you get one.
No, I need both.
I feel like such a dummy.
Live the web, grow, ready, steal.
Two parts of the Congress?
No, get off your phone. Get off your laptop. Quit looking at it.
No, I'm looking at...
I'm not worried about what's coming up in the garbage. I'm not worried.
Liv, go.
Can I try guessing?
Yes.
Is it the House and the Senate?
No. I thought it was the... Can I guess?
I will take that, Liv. It is the Senate and the House of Representatives. Give Liv the Web Girl a point.
For some reason, I'm not getting the question you're asking. Like, I know that, duh.
If Mackenzie's asked a question, I know it. If a pork chop is or if I am, I don't know it.
I don't know it.
Producer Pork Chop.
Yeah.
How many U.S. senators are there?
42. Right? Or 116?
Does anybody want to steal with an answer to this question? How many U.S. senators are there? Liv the Web Girl with her hand up first.
Is there 50?
What number was I thinking?
Mackenzie, just to get on the board, would you like to take a guess? It can't hurt you now.
20?
Oh,
is
how
there
100? Are you
100? 120.
The answer we are looking for before everybody just guessed every number is 100.
I would say there's two for every state.
120 was not
too bad. I guessed
100,
but it was after I had already guessed 50.
Okay.
Okay.
Liv could tie me if she gets this right.
Liv the Web Girl.
Yeah.
Who does a U.S. senator, we just spoke about those, there's 100 of them, who does a U.S. senator represent?
They represent their state.
Yes, that's what I knew.
There's two. There's one that is local and then one that is in Washington, D.C. Isn't that correct?
You need to tell me who does a U.S. senator represent.
She's right.
Hold on, Mackenzie.
But I know
the state.
You're so bad.
The people of the state.
Yes.
So is that a tie game right now?
Yes, it is.
All right. Buzz in with your name, Liv or Porkchop. Mackenzie. You are no longer in this.
That's fine.
I want the closest to this. You will be the winner. I don't think you'll get this dead on. Liv and Pork Chop, the House of Representatives has how many voting members? Buzz in with your name.
Liv.
Liv.
The House of Representatives
has how many voting members?
I'm going to guess 50.
Pork Chop, what's your guess?
42.
All right, Liv the Web Girl is your winner today.
When's your number 42? You were sticking with that.
Jackie Robinson. There's 435 voting members for the House of Representatives. That represents all the people in all the states.
Wow.
That was sad. Very, very sad. Mackenzie, please give me something not sad. What's coming up in the garbage?
See, that's not my forte, but this is. The GOAT, Michael Jordan, wants you to get drunk while Kevin Hart now being sued for $60 million. What? I'll tell you why coming up next in the garbage.